Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears with you off and running on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, Thursday, December 31st, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour, and it is the last day of the year 2020. You know what's strange? Last year on New Year's Eve, now I'll tell you a little story. Last year on New Year's Eve, I got, I think it was a phone call from Randy Winland over at the Historical Society. You know, this is back when life was normal. I got a call from Randy Winland, and it was probably about 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening before all the festivities began last year. And he was talking to me about how 2020 was going to be a great historical year, and it should have been. And we were going to do these little history bits every day. I forget what they were called. I think they were called bicentennial moments. And we were going to read one every day throughout 2020. And he had them all planned out. And Randy is great at doing stuff like that. He really delves into history. And so we did those in January and February. And then the world changed in March. And everything changed. And everything kind of went by the wayside. So I was thinking about that this morning. A year ago that was, that conversation happened, and we were supposed to have this big celebratory year of 2020. When you really think about it, in Marion and nationally, what we lost this past year because of this weird, weird thing, this pandemic, it's really a lot. You know, here in Marion, we were supposed to have huge celebrations all year long in regard to the bicentennial, in regard to President Harding's, the 100th anniversary of his election as president, the Harding Museum Center, whatever it's called over here, a great building that was finished, was supposed to have a big ribbon cutting and opening. A lot of stuff went by the wayside because of this much bigger story that dominated 2020 that we never thought would happen. Also, nationally, I mean, we had the presidential election, which was completely different than we thought it would be, but a lot of other stuff. You know, 2020 was supposed to be the year of the Summer Olympics. You know, I still wonder about that because I don't know if we'll have the Olympics in 2021. They were supposed to be postponed a year, but I really don't know if we'll have them or not, if what all the experts are saying is true, and we won't be fully back to normal until, like, September. Well, summer will be over again. I don't know if we will have the Summer Olympics this coming year. And I wonder about those athletes. Are they still training? Are they getting older? I don't know how that works. We did not have the Summer Olympics. And that's a big one. People train their whole life for that. So it was a completely different year than we thought it would be. But here we are at the end of it. Now, what will 2021 bring? I was just thinking that was a year ago that I had that conversation about the bicentennial moments with Randy Winland. Had it on December 31st. I got my new car last year on New Year's Eve. I do remember that, picking it up after I was off the air that morning here. It's hard to believe that's been a year ago. The year went by really fast in a way. You know, it was an awful year for a lot of people, but it seems to me that it went by fast. When you think that the whole pandemic thing started back in March, you know, that was only 3 months into the year. Not even quite three full months into the year. And here we are at the end, the last day. So that's the way a year goes, that's for sure. A lot of things to think about. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any memories like that of 2020? Do you remember what you were doing a year ago today as we headed into this horrible, horrible year? And I try not to use the adjective horrible, because there were a lot of good moments in 2020, to be honest with you. A lot of good things did happen. It's not like we had this bad thing and nothing good happened all year round. That's not really true. I think a lot of people make it out that way, but it's not. It was just a big change, and we'll see what next year brings. Are people doing New Year's resolutions? I don't know. I don't hear anything about it. I don't hear anything about people going to the gym. You know, oh man, starting January 1st, I'm going to the gym. Starting January 1st, I'm going on a diet. I don't hear any of that. Usually that's the talk today on New Year's Eve. People making these New Year's resolutions. Is anybody making any New Year's resolutions? Is anybody doing anything today in regard to New Year's Eve? You know, there certainly aren't going to be parties and restaurants and things like that because the curfew is still in place. All the insides of all the restaurants will close at, 10 o'clock tonight? And 10:30, alcohol? See, I don't understand this. Now, can anybody explain this to me? Because I'm not sure what happened when the curfew kicked in. Because there for a while, alcohol had to stop. You had to stop serving alcohol at 10:30. That was the rule. And then this curfew came in, the end of November? This curfew came in, and it says all insides of all restaurants have to close at 10 o'clock. So, does alcohol stop at 10 o'clock now? You can't give alcohol somebody. Can you have alcohol in a to-go order? I don't even know if that's allowed. I've never heard of that. Like you getting alcohol in a to-go order, then putting it in a to-go cup. I don't know. Maybe you can. That's an interesting thing. I've never thought about that. You know, usually if you go to a restaurant that has alcohol, they serve it to you while you're there. It's not usually something you get in a styrofoam cup before you leave or a paper cup. Is the 10:30 thing still in place, or does the alcohol stop at 10 o'clock now when the inside of a restaurant closes? And it's going to be interesting tonight because this is a big night for a lot of restaurants that isn't going to be a big night this year because they are going to have to close the doors at 10 o'clock. A lot of these places I know, usually on New Year's Eve, Applebee's, BW3's, Ralphie's are usually hopping pretty good. Well, they're not going to be hopping tonight after 10 o'clock because of this curfew. They will be closed. And I also think, you know, what are you going to watch on television? I guess these shows will go on, but I just don't know if there'll be any crowds. Has anybody heard about what's going on in New York City? I know they're going to have shows. I heard yesterday, was it, that Anderson Cooper and his little buddy, what's his name? Andy Cohen, I think, are going to be doing the CNN show, but are there going to be people allowed in Times Square? I don't think there are going to be any crowds. And usually they have musical performances. Now, they might have taped those, but I don't think they're going to be happening live tonight. So it's very, very interesting. Now, also, I don't want to say this was ever confirmed, but we were supposed possibly to have some guests here this morning. Now, I don't know if that'll happen or not from 8 to 10. Or 9 to 10, or whatever it is, as we wrap up 2020. Now, maybe that'll happen. I don't know. I guess it's all dependent at this point if people can drag themselves out of bed. Either drag themselves out of bed or drag themselves out of their house. Who knows? We ended up having it on Christmas Eve, and that was a lot of fun. Impromptu get-together. So we'll see what happens this morning. You know, we have 2 hours ahead of us. You never know what's around the corner. Now, and I got to mention this because this is going on today. In honor of the life of Martha Dausmanese, there's going to be a big line dance. Now, Martha loved to do the Cupid Shuffle. Now, this big line dance in honor of Martha is going to take place today at 2 o'clock, but you've got to get there by 1:45. Now, it's going to be in front of the Brickyard and Topped on Main Street. Now, the street is going to be shut down between Center Street and Church Street right there. You have to get there by 1:45. Wear red or black if you can. 1:55, everybody will take their places, and at 2 o'clock, the Cupid Shuffle will start, and some other line dances will be done as well. And this will be in honor of Martha, who passed away on Sunday at the age of 89. And also, you know, the Menasse family is encouraging people to visit the small businesses downtown, because Martha was a Marion native, and she loved Marion. So we'll see what happens today between 2 and 3. And the streets will reopen at 3 o'clock to celebrate Martha Dowse. Now, I'm getting messages from the people who possibly were going to stop in this morning, letting me know they are out of bed. Happy New Year's Eve, and that sort of thing. Well, we'll see if they show up. You know, if they show up, good. That'll be fun. We'll have a nice little morning here as we wrap up 2020. We had a nice little conversation the other day. But you never know. You never know. It wasn't set in stone. Heavens knows. We can't make those plans set in stone. But it's fun to be here on New Year's Eve, because it's the last broadcast of 2020, and it could not have been a more historic year. Could not have been. I think this year will rival any other year we have ever had. And we've had big events. We've had world wars. We've had 9/11. We've had big stuff. But I think this will always stick out, because there has never been an event that affected everybody. This affected everybody in some way. People had to wear masks. People had to change their routines. People lost their jobs. People lost people. It could not have been more personal. And a lot of people had the illness themselves and made it through and were happy they did. So it's a very interesting year when you look back on the whole thing. Oh, the phone's ringing. Let's go to the phone. But again, maybe we'll have visitors. You never know. We'll see how quick they can move. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. I wanted to be sure I didn't close out the year without calling and wishing you a great 2021.
Yes, we're heading into 2021. Did you make any resolutions?
Not really, just to be the best Adam that I can. I was posting some Facebook memories, a couple things to bring up. As you know, I'm always a method of spewing forth commentary and humor and sometimes controversy. Are you really looking forward to 2021? Because I believe you're having a milestone birthday in a few weeks. Isn't it like, it's in January or February, right? I know it's earlier in the year.
Yeah, I don't mind. I think that 2021 will be good. I'm always excited for tomorrow. I like, you know, what's coming next. I'm always interested to see what's going to happen. Who would have ever thought this year would have happened?
This milestone birthday, I think it's 35, or it's some real important number.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe 30.
Are you looking? So you're looking forward to the birthday. You don't mind the new?
No, not really. I don't mind that, because I think that you know, that's life. We all get older, as it were. And the nice thing about getting older, I'll tell you this, the nice thing about getting older is the people who are older than you will always be older than you, no matter how old you get.
That would certainly be true. And speaking of older than you, I have about 3 years and 5 months for what I would call one of the biggest milestone birthdays. I think for a man, it's different between men and women, but to me, this my milestone birthday coming up in 3 years and 5 months, that to me is one of the biggest ever for a man. But I'm kind of looking forward to it, because, you know, I don't get older, I get better. And I still think I'm 25, so this milestone for me doesn't bother me one bit. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think you just, you know, there's a lot of people who don't make it to certain ages, so I think that...
My mom passed away at 3 years younger than I am now, and that's just horrible. Just to think that it's really very sad, and she'd really be into my venture in talk radio, because she loved broadcasting, and you know, I get my quick-wittedness from her.
That's good.
Kind of my sarcasm and kind of goofiness from my dad. So I have those characteristics. So let's hope 2021 is a better. This was a rough year. I mean, I think there are many good things that happened for me, but the whole landscape of the world has changed. We're not living in the same reality.
You know what's interesting? I was trying to explain to somebody the other night, and it's hard to explain this, because the sadness of people losing their businesses, the sadness of people who have died, the sadness of people getting sick, the sadness of all that, you cannot say that it hasn't been awful in that way. But to be in news during this year, to be around, I mean, there is no more great a story than this. I mean, World War II is not a great event. Vietnam is not a great event, but they're great stories to cover because...
Yeah, it's all the best news, and it's unfortunate, and this is what your buddy, Mr. Donahue said, if it bleeds, it leads. The best stories normally are not good ones, and often if there is a good story, like the dot-com stocks going through the roof and then the bubble bursting... And some people are thinking that's going to happen again. Who knows? The economy has become, I think, more diversified, so it could. But a lot of the times it is based upon a bad event. And you try to see the good and bad. I don't see it here. The politics is, you know how I feel about this stuff. And we may agree on some things, may not agree on others. But the politics have just overtaken the entire story. And you look at the credibility issue. It is an interesting, it's a fascinating study in sociology, and of course science. But it's based upon a very bad event, and economically, it's decimated. I mean, the thought of the OSU Michigan game, the thought of that being canceled is unthinkable. I mean, that is one of the biggest sporting events in the world, not just in this area. New Year's Eve is canceled. The day before Thanksgiving is a big partying day. Day before Memorial Day, day before Labor Day, essentially canceled, and bars closing at 10 o'clock. They're essentially not even open.
But if you go back and listen to the tapes of this show, and I'm really not giving an opinion on much of this because I just think people have to find their own way. But when this all started back in March, and the big shutdown came, and it came quick in March. I said many times on the air, I said, you know, I'm not really sure why we need a shutdown like this because people are now aware of the pandemic and they know what's out there, so travel at your own risk. But then here came late May and June and everything opened back up. Cedar Point, zoos, restaurants, no restrictions except that you had to be 6 feet apart in a restaurant. Everything opened back up. And people went out like nobody's business, like, oh, well, everything's fine. And a lot of people did get sick, and the hospitals did fill up to 90% capacity, and in a lot of places more than that. So I don't know if people can be left up to their own devices anymore. I thought they could, but I don't know. I don't know if people listen or not. The problem with this is, usually in any situation, it's on you. If you don't follow the rules and you end up, God forbid, dying, that's on you. But with this, that's not the case. Because if you, with any illness, any viral illness, it is contagious. And if you are around somebody who maybe is trying to abide by all the rules, you can give it to them. I mean, I know a lot of people who've had it who have not died. Now, they got it somewhere. And I think they were being... cautious, and two of them ended up in the hospital. One of them, who works at this station, very seriously ended up in the hospital.
The politics, and the he said, she said, it's based upon an unfortunate event, but I think we'll learn about human nature. I've actually learned a lot about human nature, and I'm not sure I'm even have a right to call myself, you know, people stupid or not people smart like I traditionally do. I think I've learned quite a bit, and that's just kind of how I naturally think. And maybe we'll come out of this with more wisdom. But I don't like the event, and you know how I feel about some of the things. And it's very divisive.
It's
caused a change in my own political affiliation. I'm still an independent, but it's brought me quite a bit to the right on a lot of issues, and I'm still still far to the left on a lot of issues. So. I remain the eclectic independent.
Well, I don't know. I guess the best I can say is I do know people who have died from this.
Actually, so do I.
And I do know
one person in particular who's literally my age.
Right, and I also know two people who are, like I said, one of them who works here, who made it very well known, ended up in the hospital with blood clots because of it, and I'm sure that would not have happened had he not contracted the illness. So, you know, I have to look at it from a perspective of, that's not good. And I don't understand why people are just not more, do people really care about other people? I really wonder at this point.
There's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy and a lot of guilt trips. Yeah. It depends. People, they're fair weather about that, Scott.
Well, it seems like people want to do what they want to do.
And I admit, and I'm like that myself. It's part of human nature. It's hypocrisy. And I consider myself a very caring person, very empathetic and sympathetic person. But I'm not perfect. And what I think might be empathy, others might not, and vice versa. So I wanted to bring something else up.
It's kind of
a radio talk. And it, anyway, 5 years ago, I was looking at my Facebook memories, and I posted a humorous one. As I say, BC, I used to like to go to karaoke. I posted a medley that a friend of mine was in the karaoke business made of my song, so that's good for comedy. 5 years ago, and it, you know, time flies when you get older. I didn't even think it was that long ago, but 5 years ago, an online classic rock station that I was working at and helping to manage, based in Maine, had to shut down. As you probably know, the royalties went through the roof, and it was pointless to keep the station up because it would be costing large amounts of money, even though they had advertising and a lot of listeners. We had 100-plus listeners at many times, and I was doing the morning show. And it's sad that I miss doing that. But the landscape of radio has changed so much, and talk radio without the royalties, that's kind of where it is, so I'm glad I got hooked up with you and your cronies. But
well, I just want to say something about radio.
Changes in broadcasting are so different from when we were kids. And with music, yeah, you and I can. I got an Echo. I just say Alexa, play classic rock from the 70s, or play the music of Boston. And a couple seconds later, the lady talks and there comes the music. But we like the idea, you just turn on a radio, even a cheap transistor radio, and the DJ plays the music that you like. And those days are pretty much over, which is good for us being in the talk business. But you like the idea that locally owned and operated mentality of radio. So what were you going to say? I interrupted.
No. You know, I just, the one thing I'll say is that I think music has passed radio by, or radio has passed music by, I guess is maybe the more appropriate way to say it, just because you can get music from so many different sources now that you did not used to be able to do. But aside from that, what I think's interesting is I used to really believe that being over the air was very important. And there's a lot that goes with that and with the FCC and a whole lot of other regulations. But you know what? I don't think my importance in that has drifted as time has went on, because I look at what people are doing on the internet, and I think if you do it in the problem with people who do things on the internet is they don't do it professionally. I think if you do it professionally as you would do it in a studio, if you were over the air, I think it's the same thing anymore. People certainly have more access. I bet there are more internet devices in people's homes than radios. So, you know, my opinion has changed on that.
Most people under 30 probably don't even own a radio.
Yeah, but, you know, I think the problem is people look at it as appointment. Well, you know what? Internet can be appointment. If you say, I'm going to be here every morning from 8 to 10 and I'm going to be on the internet, okay. I mean, a lot of people listen on TuneIn.
Right, with radio, I mean, you used to even have to have an FCC permit to be a DJ, and the idea that it was a profession, and not a well-paying profession, but a fun one, enough to pay the bills, and you can do sales or more profitable things on the side. With the internet, anybody can start up a radio station, and even if you do it as a hobby, it'll cost a little bit, because you'll have to pay for the equipment and the streaming of some kind, and the royalties, if it's music, But any hobby does have an expense, and it's not that expensive compared to other hobbies, and you can even sell ads and make some money. Some people do.
Right,
but now, we have Sirius. That's all. That's 99% of what I listen to in the car. If I don't, I listen to your stations, well, our station sometimes, or occasionally a broadcast station, especially if I'm traveling. And again, we have the Pandora, the Amazon Music, and Spotify, and those are certainly overtaking the traditional radio. But it does give us options. It's just the idea of radio waves has been, I guess, supplanted by the other methods. But you know, talk radio is where it is because they have the Howard Stern and those people are on Sirius. But the local station is so much better, and we combine the locally operated with sometimes people of international fame or people of regional fame. So I think we've got quite a formula.
Yeah, but you know, I guess it's just the way it's delivered, because you never know what tomorrow brings. The world could fall apart, the antenna could fall off a building, you never know what the FCC is going to do.
Didn't our antenna fall off the building once? Remember that? I drove up to Marion.
No, I don't think our antenna fell off. I think we had a transmitter issue at one point.
Yeah. Well, kind of a joke. Well, you remember I drove to Marion that one night and I got the fuses at Radio Shack or something.
Yeah. But you know, all I'm saying is that, you know, disasters happen in radio that really used to cause stations to fold up and end. I don't know if that would happen anymore. I think the world's a completely different place. You know, dabbling in podcasts this year was something I did for the first time, and I liked it. I like that people did listen and watch, and sometimes in great numbers, and you do see what people are doing. It's interesting.
It's certainly, and the idea anybody... But does it cheapen what we do? It's like, well, you don't have to be a professional. You don't have to just work your way up from the weekend board operator to the morning guy at WLW. I mean, and anybody can just go in and start a station. And there's people out there, of course, with questionable skills.
Does it cheapen the difference.
Job? Does it make us look better? I think it makes us look better.
Well, that's the
difference. You and I have diverse experience.
Well, that's to me the difference. The difference is you can say you're going to go out and start up a station. That's fine. And I deliver it on the internet. That's okay, too. But the problem is you don't have any professional people there, and you're not doing it in a professional way. That's the problem.
Yeah. And look at the glass half empty. Like, it cheapens the profession or the livelihood. And looking at the glass half full, it kind of makes us look better as professionals. You've never worked as a music DJ, have you? You've always done news and that kind of stuff, right? That was more my background, because I don't like a lot of current music, but I like the music of that time, and people tend to like oldies anyway. Even younger people, they go for the 70s and 80s like I do. So it's not just me. But it is just so different. And then the idea of doing it with a computer, the voice tracking, you know, one of those radio terms, or what I did, sit behind two turntables, it is so different. And there are things you can do with vinyl and carts and the whole live mentality that is fading away. But East Talk Radio preserves a lot of it. As when we're talking about the news, you're talking to Mary Ellen or Scott Scherzer or some other local important person. You're discussing the issues of the day and providing a familiar voice and opinion set.
And we'll be around forever. Well, Adam,
not going anywhere, Scott, that we will be around for a long time. And 10 years from now, you'll have another milestone birthday that I'll kid you about.
That's right. And we'll keep on keeping on. Thanks, Adam.
Okay. Have a good day, Scott.
Yeah, and Happy New Year's Eve. Bye-bye. And we continue on here this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Here it is, New Year's Eve. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? What do you got? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Are you going to celebrate the New Year in any fashion that's interesting? 740-383-9944. Now, I know a lot of people tomorrow are going to do this pork and sauerkraut thing. And, you know, I don't know the history behind that. Why is tomorrow pork and sauerkraut? I don't know where that comes from. Why is that a good luck thing, pork and sauerkraut? I never understood that. But that's a New Year's Day thing. That's not a New Year's Eve thing. New Year's Eve, unfortunately or fortunately, depends on who you are, is tied to alcohol in a lot of ways. I saw a lot of people at the stores the other day buying their alcohol, which, you know, whatever. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing this morning?
Good. Happy New Year.
Hey, you too, bud. Hey, you were talking about these bars and stuff there. I was listening to the news there. I guess you can get that catering for drinks on even now. Now they can bring them out to you or however they do it.
Oh, really? So you can order drinks to go?
Yeah, that's what Channel 10 said last night. And as far as the celebrations, it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm going to be fascinated to see what goes on tonight, because I know that these New Year's Eve programs from New York are going to go on, but I don't think they're going to be allowed to have audiences, and I don't think that there'll be live performances. They might have tape performances, but I don't think there'll be anything live.
You're probably right there. I can't argue with that. Well, I guess we'll see when we turn TV on tonight.
Are you doing anything special tonight?
You know, I don't know. I'll probably just stay home and try to catch up on some sleep.
Well, you know what? That's not bad, because to be honest with you, this has been the most hectic month of December. Everybody's been shopping. Everybody's been trying to get ready for Christmas. Now everybody's getting ready for New Year's. I think tomorrow, everybody, when they take their trees down and lights, and they don't have any big holidays coming up, can finally take a sigh of relief and say, okay, let's relax for a moment.
Be honest with you, I'm hoping, you know, that, you know, we get past tonight, then we're all way back down to spring again.
That's right. Yeah, spring, you know, the good news is first day of spring is March the 21st, so we've only got 2.5 months, and we'll be at spring.
Yep. Like I said, time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
It certainly does. Well, it's good to hear from you again. We've missed hearing from you, and hopefully we'll hear more from you in the new year.
All right. You bet, buddy.
Stay,
have a good one.
Stay
now.
Well. Happy New Year.
Mm.
All right, away we go here. You know, a lot of people take the tree down today, and a lot of people take it down tomorrow. I always take it down tomorrow because today I'm kind of busy. You know, I do celebrate New Year's Eve, and I do have fun doing that. But New Year's Day, there's not much going on. You know, I have the pork and sauerkraut, but I can take down the tree tomorrow, and I really don't leave the house tomorrow. I don't go to work. I don't. Tomorrow's kind of a nice day. I like New Year's Day. I like that it's not really pressured. You know, Christmas Day, you still have things to go to. New Year's Day, you really don't have a whole lot to do. You might have a little party tonight. You know what's fun? I'll tell you something that's interesting. Because most everybody's going to be home tonight on New Year's Eve. Now, and New Year's Eve is also not like a night you have to be with your family, you know, constantly. I'm sure a lot of people will celebrate with their families tonight, but it's a night where people get together in homes, and I'm sure that's going to be more prevalent this year with all the restaurants closed. I wonder how many people are going to get together in their cars and go to other people's homes and just visit for a few minutes, surprise people. You know, I bet a lot of that goes on tonight, because New Year's Eve is that kind of holiday. Now, I'm not going to do that because, I don't know, that's just not my thing. But I wonder how many people will be out tonight. We'll get in a car and we'll drive around, you know, after 9 or 10 o'clock and just stop in places and see what's going on. And, you know, if you find a really good party, you stay a little longer. I bet a lot of that goes on tonight because of the precarious nature of the times we're in. Again, phone lines are open 48 minutes past the hour. Now, I don't know if we're going to have any guests next hour. Now, on Christmas Eve, we did. Now, this morning, I don't know. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. You never know. I plan both ways. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Any New Year's resolutions this year? We're not hearing a lot of that. Is anybody making any New Year's resolutions? The big one is always to lose weight, exercise more. You hear a lot of that. But other things, I don't know. People do make other New Year's resolutions. I don't know what they are this year. But give me a buzz if you got any. 740-383-9944. We've got 10 minutes left in this hour. Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. I've got a lot of good things to talk about in 2020. As I was saying earlier, a lot of people look at 2020 as a very bad year. I'm not sure that I look at it as a bad year. I think bad things happened for people. I think change happened for people. But it wasn't bad on the whole. There weren't any big, horrible events in my life, and there were a lot of good events. You know, I think friendships in general, and maybe even relationships, got closer in 2020 because you really had to want to be around somebody to be around them, because life got more hectic. It got changed around. People were home more often. So you really had to make an effort to be around people. I think that's nice that a lot of people did that. So, you know, that's one of the good things to come out of 2020. I got a pet peeve, though, by the way. 51 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Now, most people would not get into this. But I'm going to get into this because I think of you as extended family out there listening. We have a lot of fun together all throughout the year, so I hate to end the year on this pet peeve. Now, I don't know how many of you know this, but, you know, obviously we have a studio, and we have to take our trash down to a dumpster. So normally what happens is we have two small trash cans in the studio that fill up pretty quick. And we dump those into a big garbage bag, and then we take it down and throw it in the dumpster when it's full. That, to me, seems perfectly logical. But here is what is not perfectly logical. There are many people in and out of this studio in a given week. And there are also many people who know where the dumpster is, and if you don't know where the dumpster is, you could certainly find it. It's not very hard to find. Now, I am the only one, to my knowledge, who takes this thing down to the dumpster all year round. I don't know why that is. Now, here's why this is on my nerves this morning. Here's why this is a pet peeve. Because I came in this morning, and I don't know who it was. I'm not going to blame anybody, because there were a few people in the studio yesterday after I left. So I can't pinpoint any one person. But I came in this morning, and there were chairs in the lobby that were sitting in the center of the floor. There were pizza boxes that were overflowing from the trash can. Even though anybody could clearly see there's a trash bag over in the corner that needs to go down. Did not take the trash bag down. It's just sitting over in the corner. I walk into the studio. There are microphones overturned. There are some of the Christmas decorations that we still have here that were overturned. You know, not huge things. Things I was able to fix, but just left the place a mess. And I don't understand why people do that. When I see a trash bag is full, I take it down and throw it in the dumpster. It's not that hard. You have to leave the building anyway. Just take it with you, throw it in the dumpster. Or if you don't want to take the trash bag with you, take the trash you brought and throw it in the dumpster. If the trash bag is full, don't leave it for somebody else to do. This is not all that difficult. Now, this is a pet peeve. I hate to bring this up, but my goodness, I don't understand why people do that. Does anybody have any thought on this? 740-383-9944, 54 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. And you know, I'm not perfect. I'm sure I have left things out before, but when you're in a place of business, this is not your living room. And other people come in, And sometimes you bring guests in here. Now, thank goodness, first thing this morning, I did not have a guest in here. But if I would have had the mayor, or I would have had the sheriff, or if I would have had anybody who came in this morning, and the person who messed up the studio obviously does not know this. If I would have had a guest this morning during the 8 o'clock hour, that's what they would have walked up on. They would have walked up on, you know, chairs disheveled all over the lobby. They would have walked up with a trash bag overflowing in the corner. They would have seen Christmas decorations overturned in the studio. They would have seen microphones just laying around, strung all over the studio. Now, why do people do that? Why do people leave messes for other people? You know, you can do anything. We're pretty open here as a studio, but why do you want to come in and make a mess for somebody else to clean up? I don't even mind making a mess. You know, last week we had the eggnog and the fruit cake, and we had a table out here, and we had, you know, a lot of stuff out. But I cleaned it up before I left. You know, I don't want to leave that mess for somebody else. So I am not sure what drives that. I really don't know. And to be honest with you, I can honestly say all year, the year of 2020, I'm the only person who I think ever took down the trash, or I was here and asked somebody else to do it. It was never done just by somebody else on their own. They didn't just say, hey, you know, that trash bag looks full. Maybe I should take that down. That never happened. Never has happened. Maybe in the new year, that'll happen. We hope. But if you have any thoughts on this, because this is a pet peeve of mine, does anybody else have any pet peeves like this? Or am I just out of whack this morning? I might be out of whack because I walked up on it, which it drove me insane because I thought, why does this happen? And you know what? If it had just been the trash can, that would not have been a big thing. But it was just chairs sitting in the middle of the floor and Christmas decorations overturned and microphones strung out everywhere. You know, I one of the rules you learn very early on in radio is that somebody else is coming in to use the equipment after you, so you should leave it in the same condition you found it. You should leave the office in the same condition you found it. It's not that hard. It's pretty easy. And like I said, the trash thing I don't understand, because everybody has to leave this building. If you come in, you got to leave. And if you leave, more than likely, you're pretty close to the dumpster. And it's not that hard to throw a bag into a dumpster. So why we can't get that accomplished, I don't know. Maybe a cattle prod in the new year. Any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. What a way to end 2020. Me complaining. You know, yesterday, I think I'm ready for 2021. Because the other day I was saying something to somebody and I wished them a happy... I can't remember. I said something in regard to the end of the year, but I said 2021. So I think I'm ready for 2021. I'm ready to slide into it. Who knows what'll happen? We certainly wouldn't have thought 2020 would have been the year that it was. Okay, phone lines are open. WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Good Year Coming Up. Remember the tribute to Martha Dowse Manasi today. Oh, we're getting a phone call. I hope somebody's got something to say about this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
About picking up after yourself. You're the American people. Most of them are slobs. They don't care about anybody else's stuff. If you got a nice yard, they'll throw stuff down, cigarette butts. They don't care. It's not theirs. But, you know, that's how American people are. It's a shame what we do to this country.
Well, you know, it's just shocking to me that somebody could work in an office setting and think, I mean, they know that somebody else is going to come in before they come back in here and that you could leave it. But, you know, their excuse would be, and I don't know who did it. I really don't, because I wasn't here and I know there was more than one person here last night. But you think at some point their excuse would be, If they owned up to it, it would be, why does it matter? Why does it matter that chairs are in the center of the floor? Why does it matter that the trash is overflowing? Why does it matter if the Christmas decorations are overturned? That would be their explanation.
Yep, I know. You know, I've got a big garden, and people come down there, and some guys smoke. Well, when they get done smoking, they throw them down the ground. I say, no, no, you got to pick that up. I don't want no cigarette butts. No, no. Okay? I drink a beer now and then up there, but guess what? I don't throw the can down. Now, if I come to your place and say I'm drinking a beer, so when I'm done with it, I'll just throw it down because I'm done with it. You'd look at me and say, what are you doing? So, well, I'm done. I don't want that can, you know?
Right. It's a very strange thing, and I really don't understand the trash thing, because when you leave this building, more or less, you have to pass by the dumpster. And all you got to do is chuck that trash bag in the dumpster. Now, why, when it's full, it never occurs to anybody just to take it with them and chuck it in the dumpster?
Right.
I don't get that.
And I'll tell you what, we got a good city crew that picks up garbage all over Marion, and they do a great job. I mean, them boys do a great job. I got respect for them people, and the people the way they are. And another subject, you know, you're talking about these masks and stuff and restaurants. I went down 95 yesterday out to Lowe's. Well, I went by Carlisle's. That parking lot was packed, okay? I went on out. Applebee's was packed. Now, you can't tell me. They're all sitting in there 6 foot apart. And I'm not knocking the restaurants. Don't get me wrong. They got to survive. But we don't heed to what they're trying to get done. You know, them two restaurants are open to people big time, and Carlisle's ain't very big inside, and there wasn't a parking space left out there. So there again, see, American people just do what they want to do. They don't want to pay any attention to nothing, you know?
Well, I think you might be right. Hey, I thank you for calling in. It's a good opinion.
Okay.
Appreciate
okay.
it.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
We got to go to break, but if you have anything to say on this, we're coming back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Feeding America Network of Foods rescues billions of